Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue with the series, What Happens After Death. In the last episode, we spoke about how Munkar and Nakir would question both the believer and unbeliever, the pious and impious. The questions are set. Who is your Rabb? Who did you worship? What is your deen? And who is this man? You won't be able to answer as per your knowledge. You will answer as per your belief and as per your actions. The believers will answer in the correct way. The unbelievers will answer in the incorrect way. And the angels will say, we expected these answers. This would be then the last imtihan. It would be the last test. And for the believers and the impious, Allah will say, my abd has spoken the truth. Give him furnishings from Jannah. Clothe him from it and open for him a door to it. And for the impious and the unbelievers, the opposite. So we spoke about how just when the soil has been put and the grave is filled, the deceased can hear the footsteps of the people departing. And that's when the questioning starts. Uthman radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried a person. He would then stand by the grave and say, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried a person, he would stand by the grave and say, ask Allah to grant your brother forgiveness and firmness of words. We discussed the ayah, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Because he is being questioned at this moment. This is a narration of Abu Dawood. I made reference to a Sahabi, his name is Amr bin As. He said, after you bury me, when they came to visit him, when he was on his deathbed, he said to his companions, after you bury me, stand around my grave for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat. I will thus be comforted by your presence while I'm considering how to respond to my Lord's messengers, meaning the two angels. This narration is in Muslim. And I also explain that your full faculty will be returned to you. You'll be fully aware and conscious. This question was posed by Umar radiallahu anhu to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Munkar and Nakir, Abdullah bin Umar is the narrator. He says his father Umar asked, is our reason preserved with us then, O Messenger of Allah? And the Nabi of Allah said, yes, as in your present state. Umar radiallahu anhu then said, I would then throw a stone into the angel's mouth. This was an Arabic expression to mean, I will answer with confidence. MashaAllah, Umar was, after all, Umar, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us such. Now, there are incidents, authentic incidents that have been recorded where people have actually heard the deceased giving the answers. It's not a common thing. Ibn Abi Dunya has transmitted through the chain of Yazid bin Tarif, who said, when my brother died and when he was buried and the people left, I laid my head on his grave, probably out of grief and remorse. And I heard a faint voice, which I recognized as my brother's, and he was saying, Allah. Then I heard someone else asking him, what is your religion? And I heard him reply, Islam. And, you know, there's different variations to the narration. But in other words, he heard his brother answering the questions. He heard his brother answering the questions. SubhanAllah. We don't need such incidents, you know, to kind of cement our belief. The fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about it, that's more than enough. But these incidents have been recorded. Then it's also mentioned that the grave speaks to the deceased. There's a lengthy narration where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered the place of prayer. There's a narration of Abu Sa'id, and he saw people laughing, and he said, if you were to increase the remembrance of the destroyer of pleasures, meaning death, it would preoccupy you from what I see. So increase the remembrance of the destroyer of pleasures. Not a day goes by when the grave does not speak. It says, I am the abode of isolation. I am the abode of loneliness. I am the abode of dust. I am the abode of worms and vermin. When a believing servant is buried, the grave says to him, you are most welcome of all the people to walk on my surface. You were the most beloved to me. Now that I have been assigned to you and you have come to me, you will see how I treat you. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then it will extend for him as far as the eye can see, and a door to paradise will be opened for him. However, when the unbelieving or sinful servant is buried, the grave says to him, you are not welcome at all of all the people to walk on my surface. You were the one I detested the most. Now that I have been assigned to you and you have been assigned to me, you will see how I will treat you. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, then it will squeeze him until it comes together over him, crushing his ribs. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured with his fingers, interlinking them. And then he spoke about the other punishments. This narration is in Tirmidhi. In other narrations, it is mentioned, the grave says to the deceased when he is placed in it, woe to you, O man! Did you not know that I am the abode of trials, the abode of darkness, the abode of isolation, and the abode of worms? What deluded you from me when you used to strut past me? This narration is in Tabarani. It's a part of a narration. There's another part of a narration where Bara radiallahu anh says, we went out with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a funeral, but the crevice in the grave had not been dug. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat and we sat around him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the deceased is placed in his grave and the ground is leveled over him, the earth speaks to him saying, did you not know that I am the abode of desolation, isolation and worms? So what have you prepared for me? Subhanallah. It's really a point of reflection for us. It's really a point of reflection for us that how will we answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir? How will we answer the questions of the grave? May Allah Ta'ala take us with Iman and resurrect us with Iman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.